the future. Without education, you can't get there from here. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. Aero TV yesterday wrapped up coverage of the 54th Annual Aircraft Electronics Association's International Convention and Trade Show with 3 hours of live video interviews from the show floor. One of our guests was Mike Adamson, Vice President of Member Programs and Education, who talked with ANN's Jim Campbell about AEA's scholarship program. We'll hear parts of that interview today, starting with Mike's own history with the organization.
I've been with the association for 10 years, and even before I got here, in the early 90s, you know, they set up the Educational Foundation for that very purpose. And since its inception, you know, we've given away millions of dollars of scholarships and have touched schools across the country and across the globe, actually, you know, with help in their programs for avionics education and maintenance education. And, you know, I'd like to say that we've been more aggressive than most with our outreach. And I sit on a lot of advisory boards. I'm involved at a local and national level with a lot of the aviation programs, and actually get involved quite a bit with the youth. Specifically, we started last summer in a partnership with actually the FAA and their involvement with EAA's Kid Venture, and began a program of actual hands-on outreach, maintenance aspects at the annual Air Venture in Oshkosh. And what an experience. I mean, thousands of kids coming through, all ages, moms and dads, getting to play with the latest and greatest in avionics, getting their hands on some of the products, and learning a little bit about how the electrons flow through the cockpit. So it's a lot of fun. It's something we do and hope to do more of. Yeah.
Where did this all come from? I mean, AEA is this really small staff with, I mean, you guys wear more hats than anybody I've ever seen. You must have a haberdashery in the back or some such at this point just to keep you supplied. But ultimately, there's just so many things that you folks are working on. But where did this come from? What was the directive that put all this in force?
I think it's just a passion for the industry. I think we've all got various backgrounds. Mine's a little bit from the military, and then early experiences with different companies before coming to the association. But it's a passion for aviation, and it's a passion for the future of the businesses that are here, be it the members that are exhibiting, the associate members, or the repair stations that, you know, sell and install these fantastic products. So obviously we're interested in their success, and that drives us, certainly. But it's also it's fun to come here and see all the hard work on display. We get a real kick out of that. So we're lean and mean, but we definitely enjoy the fun. And the hard work is paying off every year. So,
well, there's no question. One of the things that we have observed, you know, we work with all the associations, and God bless them, they're doing tremendous amounts of work in a number of specific disciplines. But one, you guys work with everybody because, let's face it, avionics pervades every aspect of aviation. One way or another, we got to know where to go, who to talk to, and how to get there one way or another.
Yeah, I mean, we have to handshake with all the associations involved in the General Aviation Coalition, and anything that supports pilot starts and you know, maintenance or education in maintenance and avionics. We lean on them pretty heavily. We are a smaller organization, smaller staff, and we're in the Midwest. We do have offices in Europe right next to EASA, and then, of course, in D.C., with all the other associations, but we leverage that, and hopefully they rely on us when it comes to what actually happens in these planes that's, you know, sort of high tech and maybe a little more complicated than other parts of the aircraft. But we pride ourselves on that and knowing the people in the business that are the experts and you know, bringing them all together at the show.
Does the industry overall, the people that surround us and are walking by even as we speak here today, are they really in touch with the amount of effort you're having to undertake at this point to ensure a future for this industry?
You know, I hope so. I don't know if we tell a good story a lot of times. I don't know if we sing it from the hilltops like we should. But I hope they see the effort. And you know, and like I said, we're involved with the different groups. Aviation across America, and you know, obviously, the no play, no gain, the different plans that are out there that will ensure our future. We're obviously fighting user fees, and we're involved with everything that all the associations are involved in, and it spreads us pretty thin. You know, we've got 10 people on staff that do all kinds of different things, wear many hats, and it spreads us thin, but it's worth it. And, you know, we want to do whatever we can to ensure our future, the future of the shops. And there's certainly been some things here this week that have been announced that I think will help that. So hopefully the owners and pilots out there are ready to see some exciting products, because I think the next 10 to 20 years is going to be unbelievable from what's coming out in the cockpit and the cabin. Yeah.
One of the things I wanted to touch on while we had you here was we had an opportunity this year to get involved with one scholarship program in Vicky's memory with the Women in Aviation Group. And you hear about scholarships and you go, oh, that's kind of nice. Until you see the effect and see what's going on. You folks have a massive, I mean, massive scholarship program, and you've given away some big bucks. Can you give us a kind of an overview of what AEA is doing with the scholarship program at the present time and where you hope to take it?
Sure. I mean, as you said, we've given away quite a bit of money, millions of dollars. In fact, we've got one program through Spartan College of Aeronautics and Technology that we counted up before we came here. They've done 28 awards valued at nearly $750,000 in and of itself. And so on top of that, you know, we're doing 25 to 30 scholarships a year to the tune of $100,000. And we're teaching our members how to fly. We're teaching, you know, obviously the new students that are coming in, you know, going through the avionics programs and the aviation maintenance programs. A lot of schools have adopted some new avionics programs and refreshed those, the ones that are in existence, by getting them NCAT certified. And so we've got a whole new class of students that are getting trained on the latest and greatest. The things you're seeing on the show floor, those are in classrooms now. And I think that's a lot of the work of the association over the years, because of the growth of the foundation, because of the sponsorships that we get, the involvement in our silent auction, the funds we're able to raise and put back into the schools. We plan to grow this every year because based on what I'm seeing with products that are coming into the marketplace, we're going to need technicians. We're going to need them. We're going to need qualified technicians, and we're going to need them coming from schools that have up-to-date programs. And anything the AEA can do to help that, we're going to do. And our associate members, the manufacturers of the products, certainly know that, and they support us on that.
More with ANN's Jim Campbell and AEA's Mike Adamson in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News. The Aspen Evolution Flight Display System is an affordable, expandable, and upgradable PFD, MFD, and hazard sensor cockpit solution for general aviation aircraft. Flexible installation options allow aircraft owners to upgrade their panels all at once or in stages. Aspen's full-featured glass panel displays are highly compatible with the avionics already installed in most aircraft. Aspen Avionics designs products to be affordable, upgradable, easy to install, and easy to own. Visit AspenAvionics.com. Aspen Avionics, a new way to look at avionics.
Piperjet.
Pipermatch.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at Facebook.com/PiperAircraft.
Welcome back to the special feature. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking with Mike Adamson about AEA's scholarship program. Before scholarships can help young people, they have to find them.
To a young person out there right now who may be interested in what this industry can provide, maybe looking at a career in aviation, may not know exactly what that is yet, but is looking at the technical aspects of aviation and avionics in particular, how can they learn more about the scholarship opportunities that may be available through AEA's programs?
Contact me. It's as easy as going to AEA.net. We've got resources online. We've got career information on there. And it's constantly changing. So it's something you need to check back with, because this career field evolves every day. You know, as products get more integrated, the demands for what the students need to know changes. And so you know, certainly go to the AEA website, talk to our member schools. We've got 60 member or academic member schools that will be happy to answer questions. And we've got resources, DVDs, scholarship packages, the whole deal. So, you know, you can go to the AEA.net website, email me. I'll be happy to respond. I do it all the time. And we'll help you get your start.
You must have some great stories from the folks who have been involved with past scholarship recipients and where they are in this industry now. I've heard a couple of them in bits and pieces. People are out here working and maybe walking by at any moment here at this point. What comes to mind?
Well, I met a gentleman yesterday, and we talked about getting him in one of our current upcoming issues. He was a scholarship winner, a flying scholarship winner, which is what we give to. We have four awards, two of them from the association, two of them are sponsored by Sporties, that we give to members to learn to fly, making a technician more familiar with the cockpit side from the user standpoint. And so we encourage them to apply for these. Well, I ran into a gentleman yesterday, and we talked about getting his profile in our magazine. And he said that since he won the award in 1998, I believe it was, that he has since gone on to obviously complete his pilot training, has flown ever since, and is now the owner of his own repair station. So he turned his passion as a technician and his love for flying into his own business ownership. Couldn't be a better story.
Boy, that is a great story, although... running your own shop. Somewhere there's a dictionary under masochist. They've got that as a specific definition. You really got to wonder.
It's not without its challenges. No, absolutely.
I don't doubt that for a second. Any other stories that come to mind?
You know, it's just, I think the big story is just seeing the growth of the students. You know, like I said, I've been with the association for a little over a decade. And, you know, seeing those students grow and go through school, receive their award, and then end up on this show floor and shopping for electronics and avionics and or selling them. There's many stories like that. And it's fun when they come up to me and they say, you know, I remember when I first got the letter from you or the phone call that said I was the winner of such and such award and now here I am. And I'm working for a manufacturer. I'm working for a repair station. It happens every show. And it's fantastic to see them stay in general aviation. You know, we can lose them to other industries. When you come through a 147 program and an avionics program, you are a highly sought after technician, student in many other industries, not just aviation. And to see them end up on our show floor or other show floors tells me that we picked the right person. There's a passion for aviation, and they ended up in the right industry. So it's very fulfilling.
I hate to put you on the spot, but I'm going to do it anyway. This must be personally very satisfying, because I know everybody that I've met at AEA they're invested personally. This isn't, it's just a job. It's not just a job. For all of you, it's been a calling. But when you see things like this, tell me it doesn't touch you to the core.
Absolutely, it does. I mean, you know, I make a couple phone calls, pretty important phone calls right before the show, and that's to let two of our full ride scholarship winners know that they've won their scholarships. And
that's a fun call to make.
To hear the phone drop and the screaming and the crying and the you know, mom and dad, come get to the phone, you know, every time it gets me. Every time it gets me. And I'm not trading that for anything. I love to make that phone call and love to make them happy and then actually have them come to the show and be a part of it and see their eyes open when they see this exhibit hall. It's the best job you can have.
Mike Adamson is the Vice President of Member Programs and Education for the Aircraft Electronics Association. Find more information on scholarships available from AEA online at www.aea.net. Jim Campbell is ANN's founder, CEO, and Editor-in-Chief. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.